Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's Varsity Girls Basketball Regional Competition Championship game on the line tonight. This game slated to tip off around 8 p.m. Tonight's game features the Garrett Lady Railroaders and the Benton Central Lady Bison. Lady Bison will be the home team on the scoreboard. The Lady Railroaders, they'll be the visiting team. They're having a meeting right there in front of the press scores bench right now. The three officials going to do the ball game. I'll mention there are three female officials going to do the good ball game tonight. Talking to the captains right now, Railroaders and the Lady Bison. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for tuning in. You're listening to an education-based Varsity Boys, have to take that back, Varsity Girls basketball game. Had a boys game last night, Tipton and Cobra Academy. Tonight, it's the regional right here at Belmont High School. This game is being made possible through Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. Robbie Kendall providing broadcast capability for Put Me in Sports since 2008. We thank you for listening. Let's learn a little bit about our contestants, we'll say right here. We'll talk about each school. First, the visiting team on the scoreboard, that's the Garrett Lady Railroaders. Their school was founded in 1965. They have a school enrollment of 591. They're Class 3A. They came out of Sectional 21. That was a 16th sectional right there at Woodland High School. In that sectional was Garrett, Woodland, Fort Wayne Dwinger, Angola, Leo, and Fort Wayne Concordia. The principal at Garrett High School is Matt Smith. The athletic director is Chris DePew. We'll mention Garrett High School is located at 801 East Houston Street. That's in Garrett, Indiana, 46738. You can find them on the telephone at 260-357-4114. On the web, you can find them at gkbasinbob.k12.in.us. On Twitter, at GKBDistrict. That's GKBDistrict. They wear the colors maroon and navy blue. They perform in the Northeast Corner Conference. That conference ended up like this. Garrett at the top at 10-0. Second place is Fairfield, 9-1, followed up by number 3, Angola, number 4, Central Noble, number 5, Eastside, number 6, Prairie Heights, number 7 was Lakeland, number 8, Cherubusco, number 9, Fremont, number 10 was Westview, number 11, West Noble, and at number 12 was Hamilton. We'll let you know the Garrett Lady Railroaders, they got a win earlier today, went double overtime, 50-48, got by Hamilton Heights. That was a good one. That was epic. We'll mention they are currently 26-1 on the season. They did win the Northeast Corner Conference, 10-0. Average points per ball game outcome, this is an average in 27 games. Offensively, 54.4 points per game. Defensively, they give up an average of 33 points per game. Their head coach is Bob Lapidot. Bob Lapidot spoke with him after the first game. Very kind gentleman. We'll mention he's got 178 wins, 78 losses in 11 years thus far at Garrett High School. He's worked from 2012 to present. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for one of these two teams. Going to happen next Saturday. That'll be the semi-state. That'll be on February 19th. Check the listing for time that they'll play the winner of the Gemtown regional winner tonight. That game started at 7:30. It's already in action now. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Benton Central Lady Bison. Lady Bison, we'll mention they have a school enrollment of 559. They're Class 3A. They came out of Sectional 22. There are six from that sectional. West Lafayette High School is where they played it. Coming out of that sectional was Benton Central, McCalliquaw, Twin Lakes, Western, Peru, and West Lafayette. The principal at Benton Central High School is Corey Robb. The athletic director is Jim Puckett. And the athletic trainer is Stacy Solberg. We'll mention Benton Central is located at 4241 East, 300 South. That's in Oxford, Indiana, 47971. On the web, you can find them at bc.benton.k12.in.us. They wear the colors green and gold. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Benton Central in the West Division. That's a 10-team conference. I'll mention the order of finish. This year at the top, Benton Central, Lady Bison. Second place, Hamilton Heights. Third place, Lafayette Central Catholic. Fourth position, it was Northwestern. Fifth position is Tipton. Sixth spot is Twin Lakes. Followed up by Western, West Lafayette, Rensselaer Central, and Lewis Cass. We'll remind you, Benton Central Lady Bison, currently 27 wins, one loss on the season. They finished 5-0 in the Hoosier West. They won the Hoosier Conference title. Offensively, per ball game, this is an average. They score 59.8 points per ball game offensively. They give up defensively an average of 35.3. We'll mention the head coach is Mr. David Baxter. David Baxter, a kind gentleman. He's been coaching Benton Central. He's working in year number 12 for the Benton Central Lady Bison. He's got 265 wins, 46 losses. As mentioned, working in year number 12. And in his previous 11 seasons at Benton Central, they have never lost more than 7 games in any particular season. That's remarkable. He's a 19-year varsity head basketball coach overall. 341 wins, 128 losses. We'll mention once again, Saturday, February 19th, semi-state. It's either going to be Garrett or Benton Central. They will be the home team. One of those teams will be the home team. They'll play next Saturday at either LaPorte or Logansport. They'll do battle with the winner right here at Jimtown. Either going to be Griffith or South Bend, Washington. That game next week. Going to start regional contest, I should say, as a regional happening at Jimtown tonight. Starting at 7:30 p.m., so they're already in action. They're starting to assemble, getting ready for the national anthem. 40 seconds left on the pregame clock. We are at Belmont High School, 1000 East North Adams Drive, Decatur, Indiana, 46733. If I'm not incorrect, Mr. Ray Adler grew up right here in Decatur, Indiana. He's one of the owners of Hamilton County Reporter. We'll talk about them in just a little bit. So they're getting ready to talk about it right now, getting ready to do the anthem. We're right here at Belmont High School, looking for a good contest in this regional final. Buzzer sounds, getting ready for some basketball. They're getting ready to announce some items, public address talking right now. So they'll talk about it right now, let us know, let the fans know. Championship game here tonight. Regional competition at Belmont. Home team on the scoreboard going to be Benton Central, Lady Bison. Visiting team on the scoreboard going to be the Garrett Lady Railroaders. Give it some final instructions right here before the anthem. They're giving some final words right here. So they're talking about where the facilities are located in the gym. Most of these fans on hand here tonight have already been here. earlier today. The first game went double overtime. That put them a little bit behind. They were supposed to start at 12 for game two. I think it tipped off around 12:15. They got that game in. It was a good one. That game ended pretty abruptly throughout the year. I tell you what, Belmont, right in the ball game throughout the whole game. It was back and forth. We're going to set this down for our national anthem. Well done. Public address singing the national anthem at the regional. We heard public address sing the national anthem at the sectional at Yorktown High School. They're getting ready to announce the starting lineups. We'll mention the starting lineups for this contest. First, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, that's the Garrett Lady Railroaders. Starting lineup will be like this. Number 4, 5'7" senior, that's Natalie Armstrong. Wearing number 10, 5'10" junior, it's Bailey Killam. Wearing number 12, 6'1" senior, Morgan Ostrowski. Wearing number 14, a 5'5" senior, Faith Owen. And wearing number 20, a 5'6" sophomore, McKenna Malcolm. The head coach is Bob Lapidus. You just witnessed the Garrett starting lineup. We make some notes right here on our sheet right here. We'll mention the starting lineup for tonight's Benton Central Lady Bison. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard. They'll start like this. Benton Central, wearing number 3, 5'8" senior. Wearing number 12, 5'9" senior. I forgot to mention, number 3, 5'8" senior, that's Courtney Tolan. Courtney Tolan, there are 3 Tolans on the team. The 2 that start are cousins. The second Tolan is number 12, 5'9" senior, Kennedy Tolan. Also starting number 23, 5'9" sophomore, that's Sienna Foster. Also starting wearing number 25, 6-foot sophomore, that's Sarah Gick. The final starter in the lineup, wearing number 33, 5'10" senior. Take that back. Wearing number 31, a 5'6" senior, Tressa Sinisak. So they're announcing the starters right there. They're just finishing up. It's 8 o'clock on the dot. Getting ready for basketball. They're going to toss it up as mentioned. 3 female officials to govern this girls' basketball game. That should be interesting. They're going to tip it off right here to the center circle for Garrett. Going to be number 12, Morgan Ostrowski, to the center circle for Benton Central. They're going to send out their 23, Sienna Foster. They're getting ready for basketball. They're checking, make sure everybody's ready. They'll blow the whistle. She's going to toss it up. Toss is good. Going to be tipped to the backcourt, but he's going to be picked up off the ground by the center. Picked up by number 23, Sienna Foster. Ball hit the ground. They're not going to jump it up again. They've already got a decision to make. It's not a decision. The ball hits the floor. The tipper can actually pick the ball up off the surface. She didn't pick it up out of the air. It was off the floor. They stopped play. Let's see who they're going to give it to. They're going to give it to the proper team. Benton Central is going to bring it in from out of bounds. They stopped the game with 4 seconds off the clock. They'll play now. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. That's number 23 out top. That's Sienna Foster. She's working left side. They're working back inside. Here's the basketball. 12, Kennedy Tolman. Inside out play. They're working out top. Number 3, he'll take off. Courtney Tolman works it inside off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. She'll go to the foul line. First shot in the contest taken by Sarah Gick. Sarah Gick going to go through the stripe. She'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle this foul on Garrett. Official over the scores bench, double-checking something. Well, we might not have a foul situation on the scoreboard. We hope it'll happen. First foul shot goes in. It's a 1-0 contest, Benton Central. We're going to have a huddle here in front of the scores bench. A couple of the officials need to get together to double-check and probably who the foul was on. And the arrow, they're going to say the arrow will go back to Garrett. That's rightfully so. They're going to say the tip was controlled by Benton Central, and it was. Second shot on the way, good. Two with the strike. That's 25, Sarah Gick. 2-0 contest, Benton Central in front. 7:35 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, left of center, working the basketball, Natalie Armstrong. They'll work it to the corner at 20, McKenna Malcolm. She'll drive in the paint, floater. In the paint, about a 7-footer, got the bucket, nothing but net. 2-2 contest. We're early going. We're in the first quarter. 7:15 left. We're at Belmont. Belmont Regional. Winner of this game going to play at LaPorte or Logansport next Saturday. We're going to call a blocking foul. Driving the lane right there with Sinisak. Sinisak outside the paint going to draw the foul. It's going to be whistled on Garrett. It's going to be whistled on number 23. We'll double check there. Going to be outside. They got the wrong number up there. Back shot on the way, wouldn't go. Rebound, Benton Central. They'll rebound their own basketball. Out top, they're working through the corner. That's number 12, Kennedy Tolman. She'll dribble in baseline. She'll turn around. She'll try to get rid of it. She will out top of the circle, Courtney Tolman. Tolman gets the ball back. They work it right side behind the arc. They'll work it down low inside on the baseline. They're going to call an offensive foul on Benton Central. Going to be called on 25, Sarah Gick. They call that a chicken wing in the NBA. She got called for that earlier in the first game. So she'll give the ball back to Garrett. 2-2 contest, 6:39, clock rolling. In the front court of the basketball, Natalie Armstrong, she'll dribble all the way to the hoop off the glass. She got the two-pointer on the layup. That's Natalie Armstrong, 4-2 contest. Garrett in front, crossing the timeline. Sinisak, she'll hand off right there to Tolan. That was Kennedy. Out top on the dribble, 23, Sienna Foster. She'll work it inside right there to Kennedy Tolman. She'll straddle the three-point line. She'll look to get rid of it. She will to Sinisak. She'll go baseline, stop her dribble, pass it back out top to Tolman. Kennedy Tolman working back to Sinisak. They're working around the perimeter. Out top with the basketball, that's Kennedy Tolman, number 12. They're working outside. They're working the basketball. Kennedy Tolman gets it back from Sinisak. She'll bounce it inside. Shot off the mark, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Kennedy Tolman. Back the other direction with a rebound to Garrett. Lady Railroaders in the front court. On the dribble, that's number 10, Bailey Kellum. She'll toss it back out top near the center circle. They'll reset the offense. Back to Kellum. Kellum guarding her in center sack. They're working in the paint, kick it outside. Touches the hands of McKenna Malcolm. She'll look to get rid of it. She'll toss it down low. Number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds as they try to make a pass. Deep in the front court, tipped out by Benton Central. It's going to be brought in half court, right in front of the scores bench. Brought in number 10, Bailey Kellum. Tosses it to the back court. Crossing the timeline now is Natalie Armstrong. On the dribble, she'll take it around the glass right there. She goes right side outside the arc. I should say down the lane. Takes a shot. Ball gets swatted out of bounds in the Cheer block shooting. You got swatted. Then it goes out of bounds. Gives it right back to Garrett. No big deal. They're going to work it inside right there on the dribble down low. Morgan Ostrowski. Shot wouldn't go. Just outside the paint. Rebound number 12, Kennedy Tolman. Back to the front court. Sinisak. outside the total, and she'll take a three. It'll rim off and go. Rebound putback is good. Credit the basket. 25, Sarah Gitt. 4-4 ball game. Early in the first quarter, 4:48 left. Dribbling down low, lost the handle. Going to be stolen by Tressa Stenisak. She's looking to go coast to coast. She's going to pick up, she's going to draw the foul. She went off the glass a bit strong. She drew the foul. She'll go to the stripe. She'll shoot twice. No, they're going to say the foul occurred prior to the shot. No, they're going to give her two. So she says, one official said she was shooting. The other one was on the baseline, ready to inbound the basketball. The lady that called the foul is going to call two shots, and that's what they're going to do. Tressa Stenisak at the stripe. First shot good. 5-4 ball game. Congratulatories all the way around. She'll get one more. 4:41 left for the first quarter. 5-4. Now 6-4. Benton Central up by two. Two at the stripe for Tressa Stenisak. 64% free throw shooter. Got both of them there. 4:34 on the game clock. Ball's in the front court. Garrett on the dribble. Natalie Armstrong. She'll dish off. They go off outside the paint. Left-handed off the glass. Nice shot by number 10, Bailey Kellum. Ties the game at 6. In the front court, dribble of the basketball. Tressa Stenisak moves it right side. Back out top. She'll dish it to Sienna Foster. Going to be a foul call. Foul's going to be whistled on the reach-in by Garrett. Going to be on number 10, Bailey Kellum. She's going to pick up her second foul in the ballgame. First quarter, 4:12 left, can be brought in half court opposite the scores bench. To the backcourt on the dribble now is Tressa Stenisak. Bounce pass right side with the basketball. They're moving back around. Sienna Foster out top to Stenisak. She'll back pedal dribble. Working against her is Natalie Armstrong. Back pedal dribble, a lot of space there. Not 5 seconds closely guarded. There she'll dish off out top. They'll move it to Kennedy Tolan. Kennedy Tolan moves it in, 25. Sarah Gick. They'll move it down low. Bounce pass outside. Driving the lane right there. Going to take it to the corner. Baseline shot. About a 15-footer wouldn't go. Rebound put back once again. Credit the bucket, 25. Sarah Gick. They'll move it to the front court. 8-6 ball game. Benton Central by two. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble. Number 4, Natalie Armstrong. She'll cross over. Good crossover dribble. She goes hard to the hoop. She's going to draw a foul. Foul's going to be whistled on Benton Central. Going to be called on 31, Tressa Stenisak. Stenisak going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 2. Thus far in the first quarter, first half. Garrett with 4 personal fouls accumulative. They'll drive the lane. Going to be a blocking foul. Hitting the deck right there. Going up for the shot. She'll shoot twice. At the free throw line, it's number 10, Bailey Kellum. She hits the floor and Benton Central right there to pick her back up. So they're going to call the foul before the shot. They're going to inbound the basketball right in the bucket on their own baseline. Bringing in the basketball to drive the lane off the glass. 2-point bucket, Bailey Kellum. Bailey Kellum for two. It's an 8-8 ball game. Yet to see a 3-point bomb from the perimeter. They're working it outside, moving the basketball in the front court. In the hands of Kennedy Tolan. There's a 3-point shot on the way. Got it. That's 25. Sarah Gick. Sarah Gick from 3-point land. Might have been her first three of the season. I don't have her on my notes. Unbelievable. Outside the arc, 3-point shot would go for Garrett. She'll get the ball back. That shot was taken by Armstrong. Armstrong going to dish it back behind the arc. That's Owen. Faith Owen on the dribble. She'll go baseline. She'll go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Contested from behind right there by number 3, Courtney Tolan. Rebound secured by Denton Central. Across the timeline to hold it out top near the center circle. Stationary dribble, 31. Tressa Stenisak, she'll pass it around the left side behind the arc. Ends up in the hands of Kennedy Tolan. She'll work it in. Inside out play. Touches the hands of Kennedy Tolan back to Stenisak. They'll work it there to Tolan. That's Courtney Tolan. She'll dish off to her cousin. Kennedy Tolan, she'll go free throw line, pick up her dribble, that's on left elbow. She'll toss it back out top to Stenisak. I take that back, Sienna Foster. Sienna Foster touches the basketball, back out. Then we're going to Gick. Gick with the basketball, she'll shoot a 17-footer. Wouldn't go, rebound Charum, picked up by Natalie Armstrong. She'll try to go the distance, she'll dish off. in the paint right there. 12, Morgan Ostrowski. Good defense converging. Benton Central slows up the shot. Long three-point shot. Short off the rim. Taken right there by Faith Owen. They'll go back the other direction. Ball's in the hands of Benton Central in the front court. They'll slow it up just a bit. Going to pick up a double screen right there on the dribble. Out top, 31, Trester Sinisak. 1:15 left. Works to the left side behind the arc. On the dribble, Terry Kohler, she'll pick up the dribble. Looking to get it to Sinisak, she will in the corner. Sinisak goes right baseline. To the opposite corner with the pass. Right there to Sienna Foster. They'll work it down low off the glass. Two-point bucket good. That's 25, Sarah Gick. 13-8 contest. Benton Central by 5. 50 seconds left. We're in the first quarter. A lot of decimal level right here in this gymnasium at Belmont. Good ball game right here. Garrett and Benton Central girls varsity basketball. Out top, Faith Owen. She'll dribble in, go behind the back. She'll go left side. 32 seconds left. In the front court, Garrett. On the dribble, she'll go in the paint. Float her up. Natalie Armstrong got a friendly roll in the paint. It's 13-10. 20 seconds left. Calling out the play is Sinisak. Crossing the sideline at a walk pace. 13 seconds left. Dishes off to Foster. Back to Kelly Tolan. Back to Foster. Foster's going to work it inside to Gick. Sarah Gick going to drive in. She's going to bounce it back out. Touches the hands out top. Kelly Tolan for three. Rims off with go. Rebound secured by number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. First quarter in the books. The end of one. Benton Central, 13. Garrett, 10. We'll talk about the brackets right here. Class 3A. Got all the brackets right here in my hand. We'll mention what happened today. We'll start at the top. Wes Noble, when he gets Griffin. Griffin's got the win, 44-43. Griffin's playing in the regional tonight, the final. They're going against South Bend, Washington. South Bend, Washington, 60. Culver Academy, 30 in the earlier ball game. Right here at Belmont, it was Hamilton Heights and Garrett going at it. Took two overtimes. Hamilton Heights fell by 2 points, 50-48. Garrett playing here tonight. Second game here this morning. It's actually at 12:15 noon. It was Belmont and Benton Central. Benton Central eked out the victory by 5, 57-52. Benton Central playing right here tonight versus Garrett. We'll talk about the other two brackets at the next break. Getting ready for second quarter action. 13-10 contest. When we come back, we'll talk about the Greencastle and Charleston brackets right there in the lower half. Going to bring it in. 8 minutes on the game clock. Going to be brought in from half court. Garrett, alternate possession arrow. Looking to bring it in. Faith Owen. She gets into the backcourt. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. Get it back to Armstrong. Back to Kellum. They'll go to the corner with it. Single baseline. McKenna Malcolm. Cross-court pass. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Credit to bucket. 14, Faith Owen. Faith Owen shoots 46% from three-point land entering the first game. 53-115. That is phenomenal for three-point shooting. They say 35% is good. 7:28 on the game clock. 13-13 tie ball game in the front court. Sinisak on the dribble. She'll take a shot. We're working around the perimeter. From the corner, it's Kennedy Tolan. Rims out. Where'd he go? Rebound, Garrett. Credit the board. Number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. They're working back the other direction. On the dribble, they're working cross-court pass. Outside the arc, she'll dribble in. It's number 10, Bailey Kellum. She'll dish off. Three-point shot good. That's number 20, McKenna Malcolm. 16-13. Garrett takes their first lead in the contest. 6:50 left. We're in the second quarter. Regional competition at Belmont High School. Driving the lane, Tressa Sinisak. The ball goes loose. Tips out of bounds. Last touch by by Garrett. They'll bring the ball back in. We'll miss him. Substitution in the ball game, taking a breather, is number 23 for Benton Central. That's Sienna Foster. Entering the ball game back in is number 3, Courtney Tolan. They're tipping out of bounds. They're trying to bring the ball in. It's tipped. Goes out of bounds once again. They'll just change the inbound spot. It'll remain in the front court with Benton Central. Kennedy Tolan brings it in to Sinisak. Tresses Sinisak backpedal dribble. Working against her, number 14, Faith Owen. 6:32 on the game clock. Second quarter. 3-point lead for Garrett. Working to the corner, Kennedy Tolan. She got the triple threat available. She'll dribble left to go in the paint. She'll take a floater, got the bucket. Kennedy Tolan, nice soft shot over the rim. 2-point bucket good. It's 16-15. Garrett in front. They're going to call a foul in the front court. Garrett on the possession. They're going to whistle this foul on Benton Central. They're going to whistle this on 31. That's going to be Tresta Sinisak. She's got two. Two here in the first half. 6:12 left in the second quarter. It's 16-15. Four fouls each way here in the first half. Dribbling in. Spin move off the glass. Almost got the bucket. She'll shoot twice. Good move there in the paint. That's number 10, Bailey Kellum, 5'10", junior. Should go to the foul stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on Benton Central. Number 3, Courtney Tolan. She's got one. Two shots at the stripe. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. First shot up and good. Bailey Kellum, she entered the first game this afternoon, shooting 83%. 90 for 108. That's good shooting. Second shot, also good. Got both of them. That's Bailey Kellum, 18-15. We're working to the timeline, crossing at a walk pace. Tressa Sinisak, she'll be her right side. She'll pick up a screen out top from Courtney Tolan. They're working to the corner. Kennedy Tolan on the dribble, she'll bring it back out. She'll go to the corner with it, going to drive baseline. Tressa Sinisak works it inside. Going to be a jump ball. They got it inside, 25, Sarah Dick. She had that ball down there low enough. They locked it up. They're going to give the ball to Benton Central, ultimate possession arrow. So they'll keep the ball in the front court, and they'll keep that turnover out of the book. So they'll work it 18-15. Garrett in front by three. They're working inside off the glass. Good entry pass. Shot good. Credit that shot. Number 21, Rachel. Rachel Tolan. 5'9 sophomore, Rachel Tolan, in the ballgame for Benton Central. Great entry pass from the inbound. Out top of the basketball. That's Natalie Armstrong on the dribble. Should give the ball up. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. Back out to Faith Owen. They're working around the perimeter. They'll go counterclockwise on the dribble. Should go into paint. Underhanded scoop shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Kellum. Back the other direction. Benton Central with the board. 18-17. 5:04 left. We're in the second quarter. Interchange point guards out top. They'll regather. Sinisak, she'll work it to Kennedy Tolan. Down low on the block. Going to be tipped out of bounds. They're calling no tip. They're going to say the ball just got thrown out of bounds. Looked like it was tipped to me. They're going to call timeout. First timeout of the ball game. Going to be called by Coach David Baxter. Benton Central. They're going to stay standing. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. You don't have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. You can get that online newspaper. You can get it online. Nobody covers your team like the team at the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the Reporter online at readthereporter.com and subscribe to get news, sports, delivered to your inbox for only $12 a year. Just go to readthereporter.com/subscribe. So look at inbound the basketball. Crossing the timeline right there, Garrett. That's Natalie Armstrong on the dribble. She'll go across the lane. She'll bring it back out. Faith Owen. Back tail dribble. Good dribbling exhibition. Out top, we're working back to Faith. Faith being loosely guarded right here by 21, Rachel Tolan. Taking a point out top once again is Natalie Armstrong. She'll cross over. She'll go in the lane. Left-handed off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Benton Central, Sarah Gick. Back the other direction. Tressa Sinisak. Going to toss it back out top. They'll move to the left side. Back to Sinisak. They'll reset the offense. 18-17. Garrett by one. 4:10 left. We're in the second quarter. Right corner baseline. He'll dribble back out. That's Kennedy Tolan. Back to Sinisak. Tressa Sinisak. She'll center it up. She'll work it right side to Rachel Tolan. Get the ball back. 3:55. Clock moving. We're in the second quarter. Belmont High School. Nice gymnasium right here. The gymnasium will seat 3,200 comfortably. They're working in the paint. Off the glass, shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Sarah Gitt. Rebound Garrett. Credit the board, number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. She'll dish off point guard. She'll backpedal. She'll take a three. It'll rim out. That was Natalie Armstrong. Nearly got it. Rebound out of there, collected by Denton Stitchell. Cross the timeline. Sinisak. That's Tressa Sinisak. Goes left side to Kennedy Tolan. Back to Sinisak. They move the ball around. Touches the hands of Courtney Tolan. Back to Kennedy. Kennedy and Courtney, hey, they are cousins. They'll work the ball around. Sinisak with the dribble. She'll take a three. She'll use the screen from Kennedy Tolan. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Garrett. It's number 14, Faith Owen. They're giving up to Armstrong to go off the glass. Natalie Armstrong for two. Right-handed layup. It's 20-17. Garrett by three. 2:27 left. Second quarter. Working the dribble right side, well behind the arc. She'll work it into Kelly Tolan, right elbow. She'll dribble again. That's Tressa Armstrong. I should say Tressa. Sinisak on the dribble. She'll go left side. She'll go off the glass. Layup good for Tressa Sinisak. 20-19. Garrett by one. Second quarter, 2:22 left. On the dribble, back pedal dribble. Faith Owen in the front court for Garrett. Outside the arc. She'll dribble in the paint. Kick the ball back out. Works it back out to number 20. That's Malcolm. She'll take it back off to Armstrong. Back to Malcolm in the corner. She'll hand off to Natalie Armstrong. She'll dribble the ball back out straight away. She'll set up the offense once again. 2 minutes left. 1 point advantage for Garrett. Back pedal dribble. Garrett looking for a good shot in this possession. Foul situation. Five thus far. First half on Denton Central. 4 thus far for Garrett. We'll take a little air out of the basketball here. Armstrong on the dribble out near the center circle. Playing her loosely back at the three-point stripe is Courtney Tolan. Coach David Baxter, plenty content with that. It's a one-point game, 20-19. 1:23 on the game clock. Still on the dribble out top is Natalie Armstrong. Taking some air out of the basketball and some time off the clock. Denton Central are going to play defense now. Going to force their hand in the backcourt with the basketball. Faith Owen picked up quickly right there by Rachel. Rachel Tolan. 1 minute left. On the dribble, stationary once again, Natalie Armstrong. Playing her loosely right there is Courtney Tolan. 52 seconds left. 1 point advantage for Garrett. We're nearing halftime. Stationary dribble near the center court line. Right there is Natalie Armstrong. 37 seconds left. She'll dribble. She'll go right side. She'll dish off. That's number 10, Bailey Kellum. She'll back pedal dribble. She'll be picked up by Kennedy Tolan. Out near the center circle, ball free. Picked back up by Armstrong. Armstrong on the dribble. 23 seconds left. She'll dribble in, dribble back. Looking for that shot. 17 seconds left. About a 2 minute possession in the front court for Garrett. Gonna be stolen. Long pass. Stolen by Dick. 7 seconds left. They go to the corner. Sinisak. They're gonna call her for travel. She might have traveled. She took that step just prior to getting that ball on the ground. She was trying to split a double team. They call her for travel. That's a good call. 4:04 left. Going to give it back to Garrett. It's going to be inbound by Bailey Kellum. 4:04 left. She's in the backcourt. About 80 feet away. They'll toss it in. The clock moves. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Last shot to buzzer. Long three for Armstrong. Wouldn't go. We'll go to halftime. A 1 point advantage for Garrett, Lady Railroaders. Garrett 20, Denton Central 19. We'll have a 10-minute intermission. We'll finish up those bottom brackets Class 3A tournament, girls variety. Bottom brackets at Greencastle today. Indian Creek got the win over Brownstown, 49-41. In the second game there at Indian Creek, it was Bishop Chittard, 52, Tri-West, 47. Of those two teams, they're playing right now. It started at 8 o'clock. Indian Creek at 22-4, going against Bishop Chittard at 17-10. The bottom bracket at Charleston. Charleston High School regional competition. What happened this morning? It was Gibson Southern, 61, Vincennes, 53. Second game there this morning is at 12:30, actually started at 12:30. It was Silver Creek at 48. They had 48, and Restville, 44. Of those two winners, they're playing right now. They started at 7:30 at Charleston, the regional final. Gibson Southern, 19-7, going against Silver Creek, 24-2. So those are the eight teams that are going on right now. They're playing basketball right now in the state of Indiana, Class 3A. That's pretty good matchups. While we're talking about it, we'll talk about the final polls. Final poll Class 3A. We'll talk about what's happening with these final poll members. At the top, this is the Associated Press poll. Number one is South Bend, Washington. South Bend, Washington, they're 23-3. And as you know, they're playing basketball right now at Jimtown. They're going against Griffin. So that's the regional final there involving South Bend, Washington. Second place, second in the category of rankings, Garrett. Garrett playing right here at Belmont. They're going against Benton Central Lady Bison. Garrett currently 26-1. Going against 27-1, Benton Central. We're at halftime right here. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. It's 20-19, Garrett by one at halftime. Number three position, that is Benton Central. I just mentioned, we'll mention it's Benton Central and Twin Lake. Excuse me, Benton Central going against Garrett right here at Belmont High School. And at number four is Silver Creek. Silver Creek working right now. And they're playing basketball right now. They're in the bottom bracket. They're going against Gibson Southern. That game started at 7:30. We'll mention number five is Norwell. Norwell dropped out of the tournament, lost to Belmont. Number six, Jay County. Jay County dropped out of the tournament with a loss against Hamilton Heights. That took overtime at Yorktown. It was a good one. Number seven is Washington. Washington playing basketball. They're 22-3. Hamilton Heights, they are still ranked at number eight. They are tied at number eight with Mishawaka Marion. Tied at number 10 in the Associated Press, Evansville Memorial and Twin Lakes Lady Indians. At number 12, it's Corydon Central. Corydon Central, and then number 13, it's West Lafayette. We'll mention four teams right there in the top 13 participates in the Hoosier Conference. So 6:06 on the intermission clock. Playing basketball here at Belmont High School. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter, are you reading the Reporter yet? Hamilton County's hometown newspaper can be delivered to your inbox 6 days a week for as little as $12 per year. Just go to the Reader Reporter .com/subscribe, and you'll never miss the high school sports action. Hall of Fame reporter and the sports editor, Richie Hall, has you covered, Hamilton County. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. 5:15, clock moving down. Intermission clock. And we thank you for listening. We'll mention putmeinsports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil Boys, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, and Central Catholic Knights Boys Basketball. Also baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. And we'll also make an honor to support, yes, honor to support this ball game. That's Indiana's game, the Indiana Fever, and the Indiana Pacers, proud partners of the IHSAA fans. Very thankful to have the Fever and the Pacers back in athletics right here at the high school level. So they're working right now. They're playing some tunes. Got a little Journey playing right now. Any way you want it. Say what, they played that earlier today. That's a great song. We're going to mention a little bit some State of Indiana. These are top 10 girls basketball IHSAA rankings. We're going to update those with the proper perspectives. These are the overall top rated in the state of Indiana. It doesn't matter what class you're from. I will mention of the top 10, 8 of the top 10 are 4A schools. 2 of them are 3A schools. At the top, it's Noblesville. Noblesville, they played earlier today. They got by Homestead, defeated Homestead 61-40. That was a good ball game. Noblesville currently 22-4. Tonight, they're going against Fort Wayne Snyder for the regional final. That game started at 8 p.m. Second in the rankings, Homestead. Homestead just knocked out of the tournament by Noblesville, as mentioned, 61-40. Homestead finished the season 23-2. Third position, another 4A school. That's Fishers. Fishers Lady Tigers finished the season 20-5. Number four is Franklin. Franklin currently 26-1. They're going against Bedford North Lawrence. Presently, North Lawrence at number five. North Lawrence at 24-2. That game tipped off at 8 p.m. Number six position, another 4A school. Westfield, the Lady Shamrocks, currently 18-5. They're out of the tournament. Number seventh position, that's North Central. North Central, that's at 86th Street in Indianapolis. They're currently 21-7. They lost 54-51 earlier today in the first round to Mooresville. Number eight position, Class 3A school, Silver Creek. Silver Creek currently 24-2. Tonight they're going against Gibson Southern. 3A title of regional competition. That game tipped off at 7:30. Number nine position, another 4A school. That's Crown Point. Crown Point 23-3. Tonight they're going against Lake Central. That game tipped off at 7 p.m. The only 7 o'clock start in 3A here this evening. And the 10th position at South Bend, Washington. South Bend, Washington, if you were listening, they are at the top of Class 3A. They are at number 10 overall in the state of Indiana. They're currently 24-3. Tonight they're playing Griffith, 7:30 start time. They're playing basketball right now. So First Horn fans, 1 minute timeout. The 9 minute mark. Intermission. Both teams putting the basketballs back in the rack out there at center court. One thing, you don't have to bring basketballs to the regional. Athletic director Dale Manis takes good care of them. They'll roll that out. He's the athletic director right here at Belmont High School. Belmont High School, 1000 East North Adams Drive, Decatur, Indiana, 46733. Just take I-69, jump off on 224, and you're almost there to Belmont. You pass up Belmont, went about 7 more miles to the east. You would be in Ohio. Ohio, pretty good term right now, talking about tomorrow's Super Bowl, talking about the Cincinnati Bengals from Ohio playing against the L.A. Rams. I'm hoping Joe Burrow can come through, get him a Super Bowl ring in his second season in the NFL. We're going to hit down the basketball. It's going to be brought in from half court. Garrett gets the alternate possession arrow. We're going to contest. Contest the inbound. Looking to get an inbound pass. Gets it into Faith Owen. In the backcourt across the timeline at a trot pace. Just beginning third quarter. We're in the second half. Garrett in front by one, 20-19 above Denton Central. On the dribble, out top with the basketball, Natalie Armstrong. She'll cross over, she'll go in the lane, she gets outside, 3-point shot away from Malcolm, rimmed around, revolution to rim a couple of times, and spun out. Looks like that Dr. J shot. He used to hold the record, Guinness Book of World Records, Dr. J. Rimmed the rim revolution 4 times. I don't know if it made it or went out. But anyway, tipped in the backcourt, going to be stolen by Garrett. Garrett going to cross it up ahead, go off the glass. Shot's good. Number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. The 3-point ball game. Garrett by 3, 22-19, 7:05 left. Third quarter, working in the front court. Ball's in the hands of 23, Sienna Foster. They'll work it down to the corner. They'll get it to, Tressa. Tressa Stanisak going to get fouled. She'll draw the foul. Foul's whistled on Garrett. It's going to be whistled on number 20, McKenna Malcolm. She picked up number 2, first foul here in the second half for either team. Behind the arc, they'll work it back out top, Sinisak. They'll work it right side to the corner to Foster. Tipped away, picked back up by Courtney Colon. They're going to bounce it in. They're going to be stolen. Stepping right in front of the path right there. That's number 20, McKenna Malcolm gets the steal. They'll go back baseline, take a shot of the baseline. It's going to be a blocking foul. Both girls hit the deck. That was Kennedy Tolan trying to draw the charge. She's going to get called for the blocking foul on the baseline. Back to the free throw line. She also hit the deck. She's back up. She's ready to shoot. That's number 10, Bailey Kellum. Kennedy Tolan picked up number 2 in the ballgame. First shot good. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. 23-19. Garrett by 4. 6:36 left. Third quarter, second shot, also good. Bailey Kellum, 83% at the stripe. That's almost money. 24-19, 5-point ballgame. Denton Central in the front court. Bounce it behind the arc. That's 23. They're working back around Sienna Foster. To Stanisak, back to Foster. They're playing toss right there, left side of the gym, behind the arc. They're working in. Dick, the turnaround in the paint, got the bucket. Sarah Gick with another bucket. Got a 7-8 footer in the paint. It's 24-21. Garrett by 3. Going to drive the lane there outside the arc, or I should say outside the paint. 2-point shot would go for Natalie Armstrong back the other direction. Go baseline. Stanisak sends it around the perimeter. They're working back to the corner. It's Kennedy Tolan. She's going to dribble baseline. Looking for that reverse layup. Going to get blocked. Credit the block shot for Bailey Kellum. Back the other direction. Garrett with the basketball. They'll work it to the corner, Faith Owen. They'll work it back out on the dribble, Bailey Kellum. They'll work it down low. Touches the hands briefly of Ostrowski. Going to be a traveling violation. They're going to call it in the corner. Faith Owen and Coach Lapadit, Lapadit, I tell you what, he's inquisitive about that call. He gets an explanation, but that's all he'll get. That's all he'll need. They'll play on. 24-21. Behind the arc, they'll work it inside in the paint to Gick. Tries to make a pass to Courtney Tolan. Tipped away and stolen. Going back the other direction, Bailey Kellum. On the floor, going to be a timeout called by Bob Lapadit. He'll call the timeout before the tie-up even happens. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Garrett. 24-21, Garrett by 3. 5:15 left, we're in the third quarter. Belmont High School, working pretty well right there. I got a text message from Mr. Dan Smith. He's known as Smitty. I let him know about the ball game this morning involving Hamilton Heights. He said, yes, I heard, but he's working a wrestling match. He's an AD. He calls himself a supervisor athletic supervisors, or he's really the AD at Hamilton Heights. And I should mention, he's celebrating a birthday today. February 12th, he's a big Abe Lincoln fan. And he has celebrates his birthday on the same day that Abraham Lincoln celebrates a birthday. Abraham Lincoln, our president, did a lot of good things back in 1865. He was the man. 24-21, 5:02 on the game clock. Garrett in the front court on the dribble. Cross-court pass over to Malcolm. Malcolm going to bring it back out. They get it to Natalie Armstrong. Natalie Armstrong on the back pedal dribble. Going to release right here. Closely guarded somewhat by Courtney Tolan. He'll pass it to the corner. Three-point shot. Malcolm, long off the rim. Would go ball. Karam's long. Trapped down in the corner by Kennedy Tolman. They'll work the other direction. Going straight to the hoop. Off the glass straight away. Press the center stack. Went coast to coast. Got two. It's a one-point game again. Garrett by one. Missed shot outside the paint there. Going to get the bucket. Bucket's going to count. She's going to shoot one more. Natalie Armstrong. Went hard to the hoop. Left side of the glass, up off the glass, got fouled to try the three-point play opportunity. Fouls whistled on number three, Courtney Tolan. She's got two. Ball rims out, wouldn't go. She got the two, couldn't get the three. 26-23, Garrett, tie three. 4:20 left, third quarter, straight away with the basketball. It's Courtney Tolan. She'll work the left side behind the arc. Going to be a kick. Going to call it intentional. Passed off the hands right there of Tressa. Tressa sent it back. Kick goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Benton Central. Coming out of the ball game for Benton Central, number three, Courtney Tolman. She's got two fouls. She'll take a breather. Back in the game for Benton Central, 21, Rachel Tolman. Outside the arc. Three-point shot good. Sarah Dick, top of the circle. Might have been a two. 26-25, 4 minutes left. Halfway through the third quarter. Out top, three-point shot on the way. Rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Bailey Kellum. Ball carries long. Kellum ends up with a long board. They'll start again in the front court. Garrett with another opportunity here in the front court. They'll go to the corner. Kellum, she'll work it inside. Turnaround, Ostrowski got the bucket. Turnaround jumper, no look. 2 points for Ostrowski. 28-25, ball to the front court. On the dribble, well behind the arc. Tressa Sinisak. She'll work it in. Left elbow. Kennedy Tolman. She'll get fouled. She gets the shot away. She'll shoot twice. She got clobbered. She hit the deck. She's back up. She's going to shoot a couple now. Grimacing that right shoulder. She'll get two shots. Right here, the foul's going to be whistled. On Garrett, number 10, Bailey Kellum. She's got three in the ballgame. First shot good. Kennedy Tolman, congratulatories from Dick and Rachel Tolman on the lane. 3:22 left. Third quarter, Belmont High School. Second shot, also good. Kennedy Tolman got both of them. Kennedy Tolman at the foul stripe shooting 76%. 28-27, 1 point advantage for Garrett. Garrett going to drive. Natalie Armstrong. Hard off the glass, wouldn't get it, but she'll shoot twice. Natalie Armstrong going to shoot twice at the foul line. Fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to whistle this foul on 23, Sienna Foster. Sienna Foster going to pick up her first foul in the ball game. Step to the stripe. Going to dribble once. First shot on the way. Natalie Armstrong, first one, wouldn't go. She'll get one more shooting foul. Natalie Armstrong working on that free throw percentage. Second shot up and good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. That's Natalie Armstrong. 29-27. 2 point advantage for Garrett. In the front court, Ben Central on the dribble. Tressa out top. That's Tressa Sinisak. Being guarded there by Faith Owen. Back pedal dribble once again. She'll set it up straight away near the center circle. She'll move it left side to Foster. Back to Sinisak. Move it left side, Rachel Tolan, and working inside the paint. Sarah Gick off the glass, wouldn't go. Coming down with the board as number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. She hit the floor pretty hard right there. Didn't have anything to protect her. She was passing the basketball after the board. She hit the floor. They're going to whistle a foul. can be called on Sienna Foster. She'll pick up her second foul in her ball game. Team fouls, we'll mention, Penton Central with four, a cumulative second half. Two thus far for Garrett here in the second half. Going to be a 60-second timeout called right here. And we'll mention, scoring leaders, girls basketball, top three. These are all junior class members. These are in the nation. Number 33, that's Audrey Harris, 5'8 junior. She's played in 15 games. She's from Faith Christian High School, Yuba City, California. She averages 45.1 a game. That's in 15 games. 17.4 rebounds per game and 4.9 steals per game. Audrey Harris. Second position, another junior. She wears number 5, Jocelyn Medina, Pierce High School, Arbuckle, California. 5'5 junior. She averages 38.1 points a game, 26 games. Third position, number 5, Serena Fader. She's from Lawrence Upper High School. She's a junior. Sagamore Hills, Ohio, 35.9 per game average, 13 ball games. They're going to inbound the basketball. Going to come from the backcourt. They'll go 84 feet with it. Going to be brought in right there, Garrett. Going to bring it up across the timeline. It'll be Natalie Armstrong. She'll walk it to the timeline. Going to pick her up in the half court for Garrett, for Penn Central. Going to be number 23, Sienna Foster. They pass it right side. They're back out top, Faith Owen. Faith Owen on the dribble. She'll work it right side. She'll cross over. Spin move at the elbow right side. It's number 10, Bailey Kellum. Back to the corner. She'll dribble in. She'll go off the glass. Shot, where'd he go? A little bit off balance. Rebound out of there, secured by Rachel Tolan to the front court. In the corner, Kennedy Tolan to work it back out right side. Sienna. Working it right there. Tressa Senatest. They'll work it right there. She'll work it right left side to Foster. Work it out to Kennedy Tolan behind the arc. She'll get back to teammate number 31 right there, Tressa Senatest. Picking her up right there, Faith Owen. They'll go to the elbow left side, Kennedy Tolan. They'll get it back into Kennedy from Rachel. She'll go reverse layup right-handed. She'll use that rim as a defender to get the bucket. 29-29. Going to be a foul call. Take that back. They're going to call for netting. There's going to be a netting warning. Ball goes through the net. The offensive team that scores can't touch it. They evidently did. So there's the warning. If it happens again, it's a technical foul. 1:32 on the game clock. 29-29. Ball's in the front court. Garrett. Faith Owen on the dribble. Out top. She'll dish it off. Natalie Armstrong. Armstrong being guarded right there by Sienna Foster. She'll dish off number 10, Bailey Kellum. Kellum with the basketball out top. She'll dribble in. She's got a pass. She'll go off the glass right side with a double rebound. Sarah Gick. She'll dish off point guard. 31, Tressa. Tressa Senesack out top of the basketball. Being guarded somewhat closely by Faith Owen. On the dribble, works to the left side. Behind the arc, they'll work it to Rachel. Tolan, she'll throw the ball away. Trying to get a cross-court skip pass, and it's intercepted right there by Garrett. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. On the dribble, Natalie Armstrong. She'll work it. She'll pierce a double team outside the paint right there. Left side wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Sarah Gick. Front court. They'll take a three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Got the rebound bucket. Kennedy Tolan right there for the rebound bucket for the three-point miss from Tressa Senesack. 31-29, Denton Central by two. 23 seconds left, going to be a kick. Going to be deemed as intentional. Ball's going to be brought in from the side court, just left of the scorer's bench in the front court for Garrett. Brought in Matt and Natalie. Natalie Armstrong slightly to the back court. She'll get it into Malcolm. She'll give the ball back to Natalie. She'll cross the timeline. Back pedal dribble, calling out some instructions. Working her right there is Sienna Foster. Cross-court pass will go to the corner. Kellum, they'll get it back. Shot near the buzzer. That was Faith Owen. Didn't have to take a shot. Long shot at the buzzer. Going to be a block shot. Block shot. Hand in the air. The open hand means the buzzer. Closed fist. Means a foul. No foul was called right there at half-court shot at the buzzer. I believe that was Kennedy Tolan took the shot. It was deflected. There was no foul called. The officials are gathering up right now. They're talking about something, but when we're getting ready to play fourth quarter, that's going to be in the past. The rearview mirror right here for that shot. So we'll mention we are past the three-quarter mark, getting ready for fourth quarter action. 31-29, Benton Central by one. We'll let you know a little bit about free throw shooting. We'll talk about the national leaders free throw shooting, but let's go ahead and mention the national leaders from the state of Indiana. These are national leaders, state of Indiana, free throw department. At number 12, Isabella Gizzi. She's a junior from New Palestine High School. In 20 ball games, she's shooting 84%, 163 makes out of 195 attempts. She gets to the stripe 9.8 times per ball game. She's averaging per game 20.7. We'll come back to that in a moment. Then Ray starts fourth quarter. It's going to be inbound half court. Benton Central, alternate possession. Brought in by Rachel Colvin, backcourt on the dribble now. Tressa Sinistak, she'll work it left side behind the arc to Foster. Sienna Foster back to her. She's going to work it down low. Kennedy Tolan to the corner, three-point shot. Sienna Foster would go. Rebound secured. Garrett, that's number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. So we're going to see the corner. This side baseline. Kellum couldn't get the shot up over the rim. She went in the paint. Didn't have enough on it. Rebound out of there, Benton Central. 31-29, a two-point ball game. Off top of the basketball, they're working back out. They're working to Foster. They're working back to Sinistak. Sinistak with the basketball back to Foster. She'll dribble it back out. She'll reset the offense. She'll go left side behind the arc to Sinistak in the paint. Sarah Dick. Sarah Dick in the paint. Got the bucket. A friendly roll goes in. 33-29. Benton Central by four. 7 minutes left. Fourth quarter clock. Belmont Regional. Outside the arc, working in the front court, Garrett puts the pass down low. Good tip pass. Keeps the ball alive. Faith Owen in the corner. She'll bounce it back out top. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. Natalie Armstrong with the basketball. She'll dribble. She'll work it left side. She'll go free throw line. Take it back out to Kellum. She'll dribble. Pass it back out to Armstrong. She'll dribble the lane. It's going to be a blocking foul. She made a decision. She was going to go up with the shot. Right side of the glass, she's trying to pierce the double team. It's going to be a blocking foul on Benton Central. Fouls whistle on 23. Sienna Foster, she'll pick up number 3. Team foul number 5. I want you to strike for Garrett, going to shoot 2. Number 4, Natalie Armstrong. First shot up and rims around, falls in. 33-30. Benton Central by 3. 6:35 left here in the fourth quarter. Should give one more. Natalie Armstrong got both of them. The two-point ball game. Benton Central by 2, 33-31. 6.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. In the front court, Benton Central. Rachel Tolan. She'll take off Sinistak. Tressa Sinistak on the dribble. Uses the screen from Tolan. They're working down low. Going to be a blocked shot. Just outside the paint, going up with the shot there with 23, Sienna Foster. Gets recycled by number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. Morgan Ostrowski is 6'1", senior. Outside the arc, they'll work inside the arc. Pass down low. Kennedy Tolan to go off the glass. Friendly roll for Tolan. Two-point bucket from 7 feet away in the paint. Four-point leader, Benton Central, 35-31. Ball's in the front court. Garrett, Lady Railroaders with the basketball. We're going to left side. Stop in, pop the two-point shot. Good. Pretty shot right there. Credit the bucket to Bailey Kellum. Timeout called. Coach Lapidot, he'll call timeout. He'll talk this over. They're going to set down. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. And again, we'll mention those free throw shooters. These are national free throw shooters, but I'm talking about the state of Indiana. At number 12, we mentioned, was Isabella Gibney from New Palestine. At number 21, sophomore Ashley Fulton. Ashley Fulton from Southwestern High School. It's in Hanover, Indiana. In 23 games, she's shooting 78%, 144 makes out of 184 shots. She gets to the foul stripe 8 times per game. She's averaging offensively 10.9 points per game as a sophomore. And at number 24 in the state of Indiana, this is national leaders. Number 24, a sophomore, Zoe Williams. Zoe Williams, Bethany Christian High School, Goshen, Indiana, shooting 81% from the stripe, 138 out of 171. 7.8 times per game she gets to the stripe. She's averaging 19.3 a game. Another sophomore. So inbound the basketball, second buzzer sounds. Going to be brought in from the backcourt, Denton Central. 84 feet away, ball comes in. On the dribble crossing the sideline, 31, Tressa Spinasak. Picking her up in the half court is Natalie Armstrong. She'll work on the left side behind the arc. Working right here, Rachel Tolan. She gets the ball deep in the front court, working against her, Natalie. She'll drive the lane. She'll kick it back out. 3-point shot. Rachel Tolan rims out, wouldn't go. They're going to whistle a foul. Hitting the deck once again. Bailey Kellum. Bailey Kellum going after the basketball. Going to be some friction. They're going to call his foul on Denton Central. Bailey's okay. She's back up. I mentioned in the first game, I did speak with her aunt a while ago. That was before the second game. I sit in and we talked to Bailey Kellum's aunt. Pretty kind-hearted lady. Coming to watch her niece play basketball. 5:22 on the game clock. 35-33, Benton Central by 2. Ball's in the front court, Garrett. Lady Railroaders on the dribble. Bailey Kellum. She'll pick up the basketball, pick up her dribble. Work it to Malcolm. Malcolm cross-court skip pass to Faith Owen behind the back dribble. Picking her up quickly is Senesac. Out top, Natalie Armstrong. She'll dribble in. Outside the arc, left side picked up a screen from Latrowski. They're working in the paint off the glass. Left-handed off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Bailey Kellum ties the ball game at 35. 4:45 left. Fourth quarter. Ball's in the front court. Benton Central. On the dribble out top. She'll hand off to Sinistak. She'll go left side. She'll put it up off the glass. Win go. Rebound. Natalie Armstrong looking to try to go coast to coast. Try to sneak up behind her. Knocks the ball free. Goes out of bounds. She's going to stay in the front court with Garrett. Garrett going to bring it in on their own baseline, deep in the right corner baseline. They'll toss it tall. Natalie Armstrong gets it into Malcolm. McKenna Malcolm picks up the basketball, passes it right side. Going to be a timeout called. Bailey Kellum tracks it down. It was inbound. Timeout called once again by Garrett. They're going to call a 30-second timeout. 35-35. Tie ball game. 4:23 left. We're going to also mention some more free throw shooters from the state of Indiana. We're going to mention three Hoosier Conference free throw shooters at number 117, McKenna Layden. She's a junior at Northwestern High School, Kokomo, Indiana. In 20 ball games, she's shooting 79% behind the free throw line, 105 makes 133 shots. She's averaging 21.9 a game. She gets to the stripe 6.7 times per ball game. They're going to inbound the basketball. Side court, Garrett, brought in by Natalie Armstrong. Deep in the backcourt, picked up by Malkin. She'll give it back to Natalie Armstrong. She'll cross the timeline at a drop pace, left side. She'll go top of the circle. She'll dish it back out, Faith Owen. Faith Owen to the corner. On the dribble, she'll bring it back around. That was Malcolm. McKenna Malcolm now back out top on the dribble. Natalie Armstrong. 35-35. Armstrong pierces the double team. She'll kick it back out. 3-point shot good. Just left the center. 3-point shot good for Bailey Kellum. 3-point lead for Garrett. 38-35. 3:43 left. They're working out top. Touches the hands of Sarah Dick. A little bit of a collision. Gives the ball back to Sinistak. Elbow left side. She'll back to Zibble. She'll move the offense right side behind the arc. Picking her up right here is Armstrong. They're working inside. Kennedy Coleman. She'll take a shot. No foul call. Ball didn't make it to the net. Going to be picked up out of the air right there by Garrett. They're going to go to the front court now. 38-35. 3:15 left. going high, hard off the glass into paint. Couldn't get it. That was Armstrong. She's still on the deck. She's just getting up. Falls into paint the other end of the gym floor. Kennedy Tolan, everybody back on defense now. Armstrong recoups in the front court. Then Central throwing around the perimeter. Handoff, Fenestat. Three-point leader are the Garrett Lady Railroaders. 2:49. They'll work it into Kennedy Tolan. She'll pierce the double team. She'll go in. She'll take a shot. She'll get fouled. Kennedy Tolan going to go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot a couple. Foul's going to be whistled on Garrett. Number 20, McKenna Malcolm. She'll pick up number 3. Team foul number 3 on Garrett. Thus far, second half. Kenton Central with 6. Garrett will shoot the 1-1 bonus on the next common foul by Kenton Central. First shot rims around and falls in. Kennedy Tolan. Going to be a timeout called. Called right here by Coach David Baxter of Benton Central. He's going to take a 60-second timeout. It's a two-point ball game. Garrett in front, 38-36. When we come back, Kennedy Tolan will have one more at the foul stripe. And we'll mention some more of those three Hoosier Conference free throwers at number 157. This is out of 500 in the nation. Number 157, Hoosier Conference member, he's a freshman, Addie Bausman. Addie Bausman, Twin Lakes High School, Monticello, Indiana. In 23 ball games, she's shooting 81% from the free throw line. That's 99 out of 122. She gets to the foul stripe 5.3 times per ball game. Offensively, she's contributing 15.8 points per ball game. Right there at Twin Lakes High School. The last one I'll mention at number 235, free throw department. She's a junior. Ashley Schramm. Shipped in Lady Devil, shipped in Indiana in 24 games, 80%, 91 for 114. She gets the foul strike 4.8 times per ball game. She's averaging 15.6 points per game. Back at the free throw line, Kennedy Tolan. She get one more, 38-36. Shot on the way, got it, 38-37. 1 point advantage for Garrett. 2:42 left here in the fourth quarter. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Natalie. Natalie Armstrong going to work on the left side, working against Sienna Foster. She'll dribble in free throw line, kick it back. Number 10, Kellum. She'll dish it off and move it around, touching the hands of Malcolm. Now back out top to Natalie Armstrong. Picked up right here pretty loosely by Sienna Foster. She'll dribble left side. 2:18 left. Fourth quarter, 1 point advantage for Garrett. Dribbling in. Kellum should kick it to the corner. Malcolm. McKenna Malcolm hits the 3. McKenna Malcolm has been kind of quiet in this ball game. She nails a big 3-point shot right there with a little bit over two minutes left. 41-37. 4-point advantage for Garrett. At top of the basketball, Kennedy Tolan going to dish off. Tressa Sinisak. Sinisak out top. She'll move it left side. Rachel Tolan back to Kennedy. Moving around the perimeter. Getting into Sinisak. Sinisak trying to make a pass to the corner to Rachel Tolan. Deflected out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Benton Central. Going to be inbound by number 12, Kennedy Tolan. She'll get into Sinisak. She'll go down low. She tried to pass off to Geek. To Dick, I should say, Sarah Dick. Right there in the passing lane was number 12, Ostrowski. Garrett steals the ball. 41-37. 1:25 left. Going to pass out of there. Going to be a deep throw. It's going to be intercepted by Sarah Dick. Going back the other direction. Finisak. To go a shot up, wouldn't go. Shot in desperation. She knew she was going to get fouled. Shot wouldn't go, but she's going to the stripe. Going to shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul on Garrett. That's number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. She's played all this long, picks up her first foul with 1:16 left in the fourth. First shot good. Tressa Sinisak. She gets encouragement right there on the lane, along with congratulations. 41-38, a 3-point game. Sinisak's second shot long off the rim. Bounces up, falls through. 2 points at the stripe for Sinisak. the two-point game. 41-39, Garrett with the basketball in the front court. So we're going to do the corner. McKenna Malcolm, going to be a timeout call. She was trapped in the corner. We're going to trap there with Sinisak and Kennedy Tolan. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. 107 left. Two-point ball game, 41-39, Garrett in front. We do thank you for listening. Put Me In Sports, happy to be here. Thankful to have such cooperation right here to do basketball at the Girls Variety. Very thankful right here at Belmont High School. That's some good effort right there, both coaches. Complimentary. I tell you what, they are good coaches. And right now they're talking in their own respective huddles. 107 left. 41-39. Talking it over right now. 60-second timeout. Girls 3A Regionals. Right here, championship games. Jimtown winner going to play the winner right here of Belmont. And I believe the Belmont winner, they said, will be the home team next week versus the Jimtown opponent. And that's going to happen at either LaPorte or Logansport. Stay tuned. The IHSAA will let you know early in the week so you can plan for it. 41-39, 107 left brought in the front court by Natalie Armstrong. Garrett, she gets it in down low to Ostrowski. Back to Natalie Armstrong. Picked up her dribble out top. Picked up there by Sienna Foster. On the dribble out top, Faith Owen. She'll work it back to Armstrong. Tall pass, she'll loop it in. Back to Faith Owen. They're calling for a foul. Under a minute. 50 seconds left. 41-39. On the dribble, Natalie Armstrong. Pretty good dribbling exhibition. She'll pass it elbow right side. To Kellum, she'll get the ball back to Armstrong. Work it back around. 3-point shot on the way. Short off the rim. What'd he do? Shot taken by Faith Owen. 30 seconds left. In the front court. Going to be a traveling violation. Setting up right there. Causing some havoc. The center court line was number 14, Faith Owen. She called Sinisak to try to dribble around her prior to getting the ball on the floor. She moved to get around her, and a traveling violation was the call. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. 41-39, 28.8 left. When we come back, Garrett will have the basketball. They'll be right there at the half-court mark, probably right in front of the scorer's bench. So they're working right there. They have another 60-second timeout. Talking this over. What a ball game. A lot of good games right here at Belmont Regional. Only one game that I've noticed in the regional, Class 3A, was lopsided. That was South Bend, Washington, and Culver Academy. That was a tough game, you know, when you're going to face up with South Bend, Washington. They are number one in Class 3A. So Culver Academy got to see them last night at Tipton. If you pull up the webpage, you can find that game. Tipton and Culver Academy has a boys' game. Coach Galloway right there from Culver Academy. What a gentleman. And Coach Pip Hawkins. They allowed an interview after the ball game if you want to stay tuned after the game or if you want to fast forward. We're working this out. Getting the particulars. Going to inbound the basketball. 28.8 left. Brought in by Armstrong. Going to be a jump ball. No, they're going to put a fist in the air. It's going to be a foul. They're going to whistle a foul here. It's going to be whistled on number 12. Benton Central, Kennedy Tolan, she'll pick up number 3 in the ballgame. Going to send to the foul line, shooting the bonus. Right there, number 10 for Garrett, Bailey Kellum. Taking a breather right now for Benton Central is number 3, Courtney Tolan. Back in the game, number 23, Sienna Foster. One in bonus, right here, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Kennedy Tolan. Two-point ball game. 22 seconds left. Pitt Central in the front court with the basketball. Out top, they're working to Sienna Foster. Behind the arc, she'll dribble in. Kennedy Tolan to take a shot. When you go, got her own board. They're going to call a push-out. Going to be a good call right there. When you got females doing a female game, they can feel it. They know what it's like. You know they played the game. There was a push out right here. It's going to be another timeout called by Denton Central. Head coach David Baxter politely tells the official he's like a timeout. Going to call a 60. 12 seconds left. Denton Central going to have it in the front court. Take that back. They're going to make it a 30. We're going to have the girls stand up. Can't set on a 30-second timeout. Got to stand. But you can stand on a 60-second timeout if you choose to. 41-39. 12 seconds left can be brought in. Left of the bucket on the baseline of Denton Central. They will inbound the basketball. They got 12 seconds. They're talking it over right now. Are they going for a 2? Are they going for a 3? 2-point ball game, 41-39. Garrett by 2. Denton Central basketball. There's the abbreviated horn. Second buzzer. Can be brought in. Left of the bucket. Going to be triggered in by Senesac. Tressa Senesac going to inbound the basketball. Here comes the toss in. They'll get in to Sarah Gick. She'll pass back out. Kennedy Tolan. She'll dish off. Gives to Senesac. Baseline jumper. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. It's going to be a jump ball with 1 second left. Possession arrow goes to Garrett. Jump ball on the floor. 41-39. 1 second left in the ball game. Fourth quarter, 2-point game. Garrett in front. Going to inbound the basketball. Be brought in by Natalie Armstrong. Just off in his hole. Long shot to Berger. Going to go over the backboard. Game's going to be final. Surprised he got that shot off before the buzzer. Final score. Garrett, 41. Penn Central, 39, both coaches embracing right there. Garrett's side of the 50-yard line. Both these coaches, a lot of respect for one another. Second loss on the season for Benton Central. Coach David Baxter, what a kind gentleman. As mentioned, Coach David Baxter finishing up his 12th year at Benton Central. He's never had a season with more than 7 losses in the same season. 47 losses to this point. David Baxter entering the ballgame with 265 wins at Denton Central. We'll hope that the Garrett Lady Railroaders can move on, capture some hardware at either LaPorte or Logansport. We'll hope they can continue on, win this Class 3A title. Going to take it just a couple of more games. They're going to get handed a basketball by athletic director Dale Maness. He's going to ask them to come out and pick up a basketball, pick up a trophy. They'll give the trophy. Talking to the audience right now is David Baxter. He's talking about his seniors right now. He is a quality gentleman. David Baxter, seniors on the ball team, going to go out and pick up that basketball. One is in street clothes. They're going out there and they're going to hug each other. Benton Central, Lady Bison, picking up the basketball. Athletic director Dale Maness handing the ball to them. 8 seniors on the ball team for Benton Central. And Railroaders are going to work right now. They're going to work to next week. They're going to go against the winner at Jimtown. They'll play at either Logansport or LaPorte. And then they'll play the winner right there of Jimtown. That's either Griffith or South Bend, Washington. Griffith, 16-7. That game likely has completed. They probably know, and South Bend, Washington, as mentioned, number 1 in the state of Indiana, Class 3A. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for allowing Put Me in Sports to broadcast this game. Very fun. We'll be heading home, but right now we'll mention next game on this Put Me in Sports agenda going to happen Tuesday. Tuesday, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, boys variety, will be at Oak Hill. Oak Hill High School, that's the Oak Hill Golden Eagles. It should be a good contest. Blue Devils and the Golden Eagles Tuesday at 7:30. Put me in sports. We hope you'll tune in. Thank you for listening. We'll thank my wife back home for sound check, and she keeps me in order. And again, we'll wish a happy birthday to Smitty. Coach Dan Smith, I coached football with him for 9 years at the middle school level. What a quality man works at the Hamilton Heights Middle School. Celebrating a birthday today on the 12th day of February, along with Abraham Lincoln. Thanks for tuning in. No matter if you're home or away, to doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.